Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I got a real short message the other day from a guy named Tom, but I think it's a good question. He says, how do you deal with Thais who assume that any change you have coming as a result of a purchase is meant as a tip for them? Taxi drivers are a good example of this, and it drives me nuts. Do Thais tip taxi drivers at all? Well, let me first start with the taxi drivers. In the case with the taxi drivers, if you have change coming to you and you want all that change, just sit in the taxi. Don't get out. He knows you're at your destination. Sit there. And if you have to, stick your hand out. Okay? Now, here's the deal. You need to be careful about how much you're tipping, whether or not you're being an asshole or you're just... You genuinely want your change back. So here's the deal. Thais do tip occasionally. Usually they tip if something happens, like their kid throws up in the back of the car, which they usually tip a couple hundred baht for that, even 500 baht, because the guy might have to clean up the back of the taxi. Or if they go out of their way and they try to help you find someplace. Now, they also tip. For instance, if it's 97 baht, the fare is 97 baht, they just give them the 3 baht. It's not a big deal. You don't have to sit there and wait for the 3 baht. If it's your fare is 97 baht, give them the 100 baht and that's it. It's fine. Okay? Now, if it's 93 baht, then at the very least they should give you 5 baht back. Okay? If it's 91 baht, or let's say it's 41 baht, you're taking a short trip down the road, you get a 41 baht fare, you give them 50 baht, usually they'll give you 10 baht back. Or if you give them 60 baht, he'll give you 20 baht back. They're not going to quibble about 1 or 2 baht, so don't you quibble about it. Now, if you have a problem with a taxi driver, pay whatever you have change for, the proper change. You pay whatever you have in your pocket, just make sure you pay them enough, and get out. That way you don't have to deal with them. And that's the best thing to do. Now, as far as other people which taking your change, I don't ever have that problem. I mean, if you go into a place like the mall or 7-Eleven or Pizza Hut or some kind of place like that, they'll usually give your change back. Now, if you're going into a bar or in some cases a pizza joint or something where... you give them 300 baht and the bill is 292 baht and they just don't bring you your 8 baht back. They think that that's their 8 baht. You just tell them, I want my change. You can be nice and you go, oh, my change. You forget my change. And if they forget your change like that, to me, that's rather irritating because it's presumptuous of them. Because... there are places like in nice restaurants where I was talking about this before, where if it's a very nice restaurant, either they tack on 10% or Thais or myself will tip a fair amount, whatever, however the service was. That's if the service was good, you give them a good tip. If the service was bad, you give them a bad tip. Simple as that. Good service gets a good tip. Bad service gets a shitty tip. Now, if it's a place like what's the name? MK Suki or some kind of place like that. It's just not a great restaurant. It's just kind of a chain. For instance, if you got a bill that's 287 baht, if you give them 13 baht, that's plenty. You don't have to give them, oh, I'm going to give them a 33 baht. I'm going to go give them the extra 20. And then you're in past like 10%. Giving up to 10% is plenty. But you don't even have to give that sometimes. I mean, and if you're in a shop house or something like that, you never give a tip. So I don't know where you're going. Maybe you could be more specific with me. But in the case of the taxis, I've already answered, and I've already went over the tipping in one other video. But yeah, I mean, Thais do tip, but they don't. They're not like getting a 70 baht taxi fare and then giving the guy an extra 30 baht. They don't even give him the extra 10 baht. In fact, they want the 10 baht back from the guy. Usually they'll get the 10 baht back from the driver. But if it's only a couple of baht, 3 baht, 1 baht, something like that, 5 baht, it's not a big deal. Usually they'll do that. So I hope that answers your question. Anyway, tipping's always a great subject. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke the left jerk headlines.